Welcome to Time with Avan. Depression out. Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 24th, Friday. Day 144. Today's topic, God with you, victorious strategy. Without God, no way out. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 72, verses 8 to 14. 2 Samuel, chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 6, verse 23. John, chapter 13, verse 31 to chapter 14, verse 14. Proverbs 15, verses 31 to 32. Today I've got four passages, main passages. The first one, 2 Samuel chapter 5 verses 9 to 12. David then took up residence in the fortress and called it the City of David. He built up the area around it from the terraces inward. And he became more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent envoys to David, along with cedar logs and carpenters and stonemasons, and they built a palace for David. Then David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel and had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people, Israel. Verses 17 to 25. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" The Lord answered him, "Go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands." So David went to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, "As waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me." So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. Once more, the Philistines came up and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, and he answered, "Do not go straight up, but circle around behind them and attack them in front of the poplar trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the poplar trees, move quickly, because that will mean the Lord has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army. So David did as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gaza. Chapter 6, verses 13 to 19. When those who were carrying the ark of the Lord had taken 6 steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, while he and all Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, watched from a window, and when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offering and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women, and all the people went to their homes. Yeah. Now the fourth passage, John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. God with you, victorious strategy. Without God, no way out. Well, this is my catch today, and I have found 4 wonderful examples from today's passages of how you would receive victorious strategy if God is with you. Number 1, God with you, you will be in a fortress, and you will try all your best to build that fortress. That's from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 9 to 12. This fortress is somewhat like those fortresses in the ancient time, or the city of David, which is Jerusalem. Those cities with a wall surrounding that bring protection, provision, teaching, training, many more. It is somewhat similar to today's churches, or our 6 a.m. daily time with Baba, or the pastoral care school, which I participate 3 times the past 4 years, or more. And those channels that teach you to lead you to experience God with you, to have revival and to live out Jesus is Lord. Number 2, God with you, victorious strategy. Without God, no way out. That's from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17 to 25. If you take a look on how God gave different strategy to David to defeat the Philistines, and you know how God gave David victorious strategy that no one could ever give, it is relationship. It is how close David was with God. Also, you can see that David did not make any move until he received God's command. Now, the 3 steps. A, go into the fortress first, which is the city of David, Jerusalem, so that David's soldiers and people got peace of mind. That's from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17. B, traditional army strategy to destroy the army. That's from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 18 to 21. C, special tactic strategy to attack an ambush at the back and with the army of angels on top of the trees as a first wave of attack. Wow, this is incredible. No one could do that except God. Number 3, God with you, you will shout for joy, dance, worship, make offerings, and blessing people. That's from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 13 to 19. dance. Wow. Shout for joy, right? Okay, number four. God with you, you are able to love. People recognize you are Jesus' disciples. John 13, verses 34 to 35. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be with you each day so that we can be able to receive your victory strategy and can be a Christian in victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any inspiration from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be with God each day so that you can be able to receive God's victorious strategy and can be a true Christian in victory? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about the importance of God with you, victorious strategy, without God, no way out. May the Lord bless you.